Satan, we appreciate that in the song service this morning. Appreciate the service all together. I really do. You pray for us. We're going to read some this morning out of the book of Job. 40th chapter of the book of Job. Pray for us. Note, this is fairly familiar scripture, but it's what we have, so you just bear with us. Going to start with the first verse. 40th chapter, book of Job. It says, "Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon mine mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, Gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me, that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud and obeys him. Look on every one that is proud and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thou, thine own right hand, can save thee. Behold now, Behemoth, which I made with thee, he eateth grass as an ox. Lo, now his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food, where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under the shady trees, in the covert of the reed and fens. The shady trees cover him with their shadow. The willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinketh up a river and hasteth not. He trusteth that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. He taketh it with his eyes, his nose pierceth through snares. It's a good chapter, may not have a lot of things in it that a lot of folks look at as far as that goes, but there's some wonderful words in this chapter. Now I want to talk to us just a little bit. Lord help us this morning. You may think, well, preacher, they wouldn't whole lot in that you read. Well, there's probably more than we'll get out of it, but we just trust that the Lord might send that we stand in need of. Knowing that this is the last day of the year, knowing that it's a lot of people does a lot of different things when it comes to year end. A lot of people celebrate it and have a big hoorah and different things, different manners. A lot of people like to reflect back on the year and see what went on in their life, and hopefully things will be better or different in the year to come and all such as that. But I want to talk to us this morning, God being my helper, about he'll do the same for you. He'll do the same for you. Now, there's probably other places that I could have picked to read and all such as that, but I want to talk and maybe stay around just a little bit. I appreciate the fact that God still communicates with us. I appreciate that. I'm glad of that. I'm glad that I don't have to get it from the third party. I don't have to get it from somebody else, but it'll come directly from him. Now, Job was in a situation, a lot of people, and I've said this years on end, a lot of people said that Job never did complain. Well, you've never read the book of Job, because he complained, and he complained quite a bit. And his complaint got the Lord's attention. Now, you think about that. His complaint got the Lord's attention. And the Bible says here in the very first verse, it says, "Moreover, the Lord answered Job." Moreover, the Lord answered Job. Now, I know there's a lot of things that comes our way, and most of the time we have a form of some kind of way that God can fix it. And we want him to take care of the situation like we want him to. But brethren, that don't happen most of the time. Truth of it is, he works in his own way. And his way is not our way. Brethren, he's a lot higher than we are. Thank God. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But I'm glad this morning that he'll do the same for you as he done for Job. Preacher, I don't see where he done a lot for Job. He kept Job. Did he not? He kept him. Brethren, there's a lot of things that Job had lost. You read the last chapter, you'll find out God blessed him fourfold. my friend. Did he not? Did he not? You go back into the beginning of the book of Genesis, brethren, and you'll find a time that God had looked and he had heard some things out of the earth that he did not like. And he said, the end of all flesh is at hand. He didn't like what he heard. He didn't like what he saw. But the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of God this morning. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! And God will do the same for you this morning. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. It doesn't matter, my friend. I believe you can go and look into the days of the book of Psalms and you'll find many, many, many be the time that David looked toward the hills which cometh his help, my friend. Woo! Woo! Brethren, he delivered Noah. Thank God he'll deliver you this morning. I believe that. Don't you? I had never faced a giant like David did. Never have. I've never, my friend, been in the war fought battles that David had fought. No, I've not. Not naturally speaking. I never went out, my friend, with little 5 smooth stones in my pouch. Glory, hallelujah! And a giant, thank God, laughed at me. But David did. Did he not? Old Goliath cried out and he said, am I a dog? You've sent a youth. Am I a dog? He said, I'll feed your flesh to the dogs. He didn't know David's God. Do you know that? You might be in a circumstance that it looks like no way under the sun. Brethren, it can be fixed. But I want you to know, you don't know my God if you think like that. Woo! He'll do the same, brethren, for you this morning. Your name don't have to be David. Your name don't have to be Noah. No, it don't. Brethren, God's able. I think about Joshua and Caleb as they come back with the good report. Brethren, they spoke to those men and they said, by our God, we're well able to overcome, thank God, the giants, brethren. They saw them. Did they not? They saw them. I sometimes have got in trouble, my friend, for my little bit of sense of humor. You might not think I've got any. And I never will forget, my friend, one day. We had a chemist there where we worked, and something went wrong with a batch that they had made down there, and he run me down. He come out in that plant, and he's actually a running. He said, "Randy," said, "we got a problem." I don't know, I was in the midst of something else, and he said, "We got a problem." I turned around and I just sort of started laughing. I said, "John, I ain't never had a problem." Glory, hallelujah! Glory! Don't tell me God can't answer your problem. Made him mad. Made him mad. He went to my boss. "Yes, sir. Preacher, got you in trouble." I wasn't in trouble. They is in trouble. Glory, hallelujah! There's a difference, my friend. Woo! Oh, Joshua and Caleb, my friend, come back and said, "We're able! We're able! Thank God we got the evidence of what's over there!" Woo! It'd be good, my friend, people get evidence in their life. You know that? Yes, sir. It'd be good, my friend, that people get some experience, brethren, in their life between them and God that only God can answer. Woo! I wouldn't want to be in Job's shoes, would you? I wouldn't. I'll be the first to tell you I wouldn't. Brethren, he lost all that he had. All of it. Crafton? Brethren, at the end of that day, he had no children. He had no herds. Brethren, he didn't have a thing. And he still blessed the name of God. Yes, he did. God will do the same for you. Yes, he will. Joshua and Caleb, I think a lot of times, my friend, Joshua and Caleb had to go around with that murmuring bunch for 40 years. Yes, sir. Had to listen to all their mumbling and grumbling and complaining. And brethren, they did not make it to the land of Canaan. They grumbled their whole life long. Did they not? Complained. Complained. Murmured. Murmured against Moses. Murmured against Aaron. Even murmured against God. That's where they got in trouble. They didn't believe God. Now, I don't know for you. I really don't. I can't answer for you, and I'm not going to try to. But I'll guarantee you one thing this morning. Brethren, God will do the same for you as he's done for them this morning. Yes, he will. Preacher, I'm facing some things and I can't handle them. You're going to have to give them to the Lord. You're going to have to turn them over to him. You're going to have to, I'm not saying lay down. You lay down on God, my friend. He'll let you lay there. I promise you. You sat down on God, and brethren, you look and see if he won't sit on you. He'll do it. You know what kept Job going? Was his integrity between him and God. Bible said he held his integrity still. Had three men over, three comforters, three friends. Three friends. They come and they, every one of them tried to figure out what Job had done for all this to come upon him. What sin he had committed. It don't work that way, folks. I'm going to tell you something. You may not hear many preachers say this. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Your faith will be tried. Yes, it will. Sometime or another in your lifetime, on your journey, brethren, your faith's going to get tested. Peter said, though the trial of your faith, what? Be tried by fire? By fire? Brethren, God knows your heart, but brethren, he wants you to know your own heart. Yes, he does. I know God can do things, don't you? I believe God will do things, don't you? There's a lot of people in this world thinks that God's lost all his power. Thank God I don't serve a dead God this morning. I can't help it if the devil and all his angels is sitting on you. God's greater. Preacher, you ain't been as low as I have. Let's talk about the lowness of Job. How low can you get? Huh? Your own wife, my friend, look at you and say, just curse God and die. Woo! 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 Job said, thou speakest as a foolish woman. Did he not? Listen, I've always said, don't get too hard on her. You didn't see what she did. And the truth of it is, she's went through the same thing he did. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know why it's one flesh? She get down, you can pick her up. Glory! Hallelujah! Brethren, God ain't left us today. No, he's not. Thank God he's a good God. Yes, he is. He's the best thing you got going for you. Yes, sir, I've always, I don't care. These people, my friend, that lives their life just like they want to, thinking God's ever okay with everything they do. And my friend, they're headed for a rude awakening. God ain't changed. You know that? In the days, my friend, of Noah, when he looked down, he said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, though his days be 120 years. Brethren, he had long suffering. He suffered with that generation of people. Yes, he did. He suffered 100 years while Noah was building the ark. Brethren, he suffered with them. But one day, thank God, he called Noah into the ark and he shut the door. Did he not? The only safe place they was the ark of God. I'm going to tell you something, it's still the only safe place. Yes, sir. Hey, a lot of people don't know what the church is really worth. You know that? What the church is really worth. She's got life in the midst of her. She's got health in the midst of her. Brother, she's got glory. Thank God she's got mercy in the midst of her. You'll not outdo her. Many women have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Yes, sir. It's talking about the church. Yes, sir. David said, had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, he said, my feet would have well nigh slipped. Brethren, had it not been for the Lord who is on my side, brethren, that's exactly what I'd have done. I'd have slipped, my friend. God's greater than we give him credit for. Preacher, it's 2023. Fix me 2024. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I serve the same God David did. Amen. I believe that. I don't believe he changed. Huh? No, sir. I believe we got the same God. You can play church. You can play Christian. But I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, God knows your heart this morning. And he knows your heart's desire. Now, I've always said this, and I'll continue to say it. He ain't the only one that knows. You know. Yes, you do. You know. Oh, three Hebrew children got put on the block, didn't they? They got put to the test. Best I can read and the best I can find out, when Nebuchadnezzar took Jerusalem captivity and they took all them young men, brethren, they wasn't but four that stood for God. Four out of all of them. And there's all Jews. Yes, sir. They all had the same opportunity, brethren, that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. But they wasn't but four that stood. I'm going to tell you something. These blessings that comes with the church that you'll not get in the world. No, sir. No, sir. Oh, David cried out and he said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? Huh? Brethren, he still got a bucket load of benefits. You know, it's amazing to me how a lot of people can go to church all the time and never go to church. Yes, sir. They'll dress like you. They'll talk like you. But brethren, they have none of the benefits. None of the benefits. Thank God the church don't mean nothing to them. Preacher, did you take a bad pill today? No, I took a good one. Purposely. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! God
will do the same for you. Yes, he will. He'll do the same for you. Do you know, you go to the 18th chapter of the book of Revelation. And brethren, you see that great whore and that scarlet colored beast and that which was Babylon, which the truth of it is, was Jerusalem. You know what he said unto her? He said, double unto you. Double for your sins, double unto you. He's going to double them. Yes, sir. For all her sins which she had committed. Brethren, not just going to have vengeance. Thank God he is going to have double vengeance. Listen, the church ain't going to have no part of that. Do you know that? She's not going to have no part of that. Brethren, what did Moses say unto Raguel, his father-in-law's son? Said, what did he say unto him? He said, come and go with us. Said, the Lord has spoken good things concerning Israel. You go with us. Thank God you see if the goodness of God won't follow you. It'll do it. It will. It'll do it. Folks, there's a lot of folks, my friend, just needs to find out what the church has. What the church has. Old David Baker, they talked about drugs, people drug and all this, and he said he didn't have but one drug problem. He said that his parents drug him to church all his life. Glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something. Brother, there's nothing wrong with the church this morning. Amen. She's alive. And all the goodness of God rests in her. Yes, it does. All the goodness of God. The Bible says, my friend, they come a day. Nebuchadnezzar sent out a decree and he said, we're going to play the music. He said, want everybody to bow this image. Want everybody to bow to this image. Now I want you to listen. Them three Hebrew children, my friend, was in captivity. They was under the rule and authority of Nebuchadnezzar, king of the whole province. Yes, sir. But listen, Nebuchadnezzar thought pretty well of these three young men. Yes, he did. They played the music and they didn't bow. No, sir, they didn't bow. We're living in a time and a day, my friend, when the world says bow. Bow. Yes, sir. You follow after what I'm teaching you. And they're pouring it on. Yes, they are. And they're getting some energies and they think they're just going to push it down a lot of people's throat. I'm going to say this, and I want you to realize this. The church of the living God will not have it. I ain't about it. Are you? No, sir. Church ain't bowing. Preacher, we going to get rid of you. The church ain't bowing. You hear me? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow. The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar says, you go get them and bring them down here. I want to talk to them. He said, boys, he said, we're going to give you another opportunity. Yeah. We're going to give you another opportunity. We're going to play that music. And said, you're going to bow. And he did ask them, says, can thy God deliver thee? Huh? Can he deliver you? And brethren, these three men come back with the answer, whether God delivers us or not, we not bowing. Brethren, they had purposed in their heart. We got a lot of folks in the church that's purposed in their heart. Do you know that? You know what? You won't know where the benefits of God and the church is. You look for them people that's purposed in their heart. They not going to bow. Huh? They not going to listen. They not going to go with every little wind that blows. You hear me? They're not going to do this and they're not going to do that. I could do some things and say some things this morning that's real in my life. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm still not going to bow. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee. Whether he does or not, we ain't bowing. Huh? Whether he delivers us or not, we're not bowing. Listen, church, he'll do the same for you. Amen. Glory! Hallelujah! You can rest upon his promise. They played the music. And they didn't bow. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar's anger got a little kindled. He said, you go down yonder and heat that furnace 7 times hotter than it's ever been heated. He's going to burn them up. Do you know that? He's going to get rid of them. I'm going to tell you, you might have an enemy, my friend, that said they'll run you up one side and down another if you don't do this nor that. And it's contrary to your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear me. Hear me. There's a lot of folks, my friend, that's bowing in this day. Yes, they are. I've heard people say, well, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. The truth of it is, we still going to stand. It makes no difference what they do. We still going to stand. Preacher, you're in a minority. Most definitely. Most definitely. Brethren, they was three against the whole province, and king included. They heated her up. They bound them. Did they not? Hand and foot. Went down there and they throwed them in that furnace. The scripture says it was so hot that it slew them that throwed them in. That's hot. That's hot, folks. And somehow Nebuchadnezzar got curious. Did he not? Seen the evidence as two of his own men slain. But he was wondering if God could deliver them. Huh? If God could deliver them. Do you know there's a lot of people around you, Steve, that's wondering If God can deliver, He can. He can. These people that's got their eyes on you just to see whether or not God's going to deliver you or not. He can. I'm going to tell you something else. He will. Preacher, you're too positive this morning. I'm not going to be negative about Him. I can't. He's done things for me I couldn't do. He's done things in my life, my friend, that I physically, personally, was not able to perform. He's performed them. Yes, sir. My life. Not David's life. Not three Hebrew children's life. In my life. Brethren, my God's delivered me. Listen, Nebuchadnezzar went down there and he looked. Y'all know the scripture very well. Looked down in there and he didn't see three men. He saw four. He said, didn't we cast three men in here? Yes. He said, I see four. He said, and they're all loosed and walking around. Woo! And the form of the fourth is as the image of the Son of God. He saw something, didn't he? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That ain't all. He said, get them out of her. The scripture says that they didn't have the smell of smoke on them. It's impossible, naturally speaking. Do you know that? Not the smell of smoke. Didn't have a hair singed, but it slayed the two that throwed them in there. But only three come out. What's the old song say? Where's that fourth man? Still in the fire, folks. He's still real this morning. I can't help what you're facing. I'm going to tell you something. He'll do the same for you. Yes, he will. He'll do the same for you. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was the eighth person that entered the ark. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I don't know about you, but when the Lord looks at me, I'd like to find grace. Wouldn't you? Yes, sir. It don't mean, Crafton, we won't go through some rough. Did you know a lot of folks thinks that when you get saved and you go to church that you have no problems? That's a lie of the devil. Yes, it is. Because I'll promise you, you live in this world, my friend, you're going to run across some situations. You're going to run across some problems somewhere in your life. And the truth of it is, then you'll have to stand and see whether or not that your God can deliver you. Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. Listen. They sang a song. It's a children's song, I know. It says he's got the whole world in his hands. The whole world in his hands. You may think, well, preacher, if God is God, He can just straighten everything out. He can. But God don't work that way. You reading that scripture right there, and you'll find out, my friend, Nebuchadnezzar himself gave out a decree after he brought these three men out. He gave out a decree. He said, we're going to serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. For no other God can deliver after this sort. And it wasn't a year later, my friend, he had done forgot about all he said. Yes, sir. He found himself, my friend, in a situation. Yes, he did. Daniel told him about it. Told him what's going to happen. And he told him what to do. And he didn't do it. You hear me? And he went out on the balcony one day and he looked around and he said, look at what all my hands have made and have done. Then he remembered. But when he come to himself, he was out in the field on all fours. Yes, sir. Been there a while. Yes, sir. Had a beast his heart. Yes, sir. Had feathers growing instead of hair and had claws instead of nails. And yes, sir. And he eat grass like an ox. Did he not? Listen, you don't have to get that low, my friend, before you look up. You don't have to. But I'm going to tell you something. You keep going in the direction you're going, that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to find out one day, my friend, just exactly who your God really is. I hate it for some folks. I do. I hate it for some folks. But you know the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, this morning, I'm not a child of the king because my dad was, or my mother was, or my sisters are. I'm not a child of the king, not for that purpose and not for that reason. But I'm a child of the king because I know him and have had part of him in my life, my friend. Had a relationship that I know what it is. Thank God to be born again. Free from sin. Yes, sir. He'll do the same for you. Get a verse of a song, Mike. I could go on and on. There's examples after examples in that book right there. You can read about them and you can look and see and you say, boy, if the Lord would just deliver me like he did Moses. Well, he will. He will. He'd deliver me like he did the three Hebrew children. He will. Yes, he will. He no respect to person in that manner. He'll deliver you. No guarantee, my friend, that you're going to ride the highway all the way. No guarantee. No guarantee that your life is going to be bumpless. You'll never have a wall that you come up against, or you'll never have a situation that you personally cannot fix. Preacher, I don't know about that. Had a man tell me one day, I'd talk to him every now and again. He knows what it is to be in church, but he wasn't in church. And I was talking to him one day, and his name was Tim. I said, Tim, I said, you get in church. And I said, all this other mess will straighten out. I said, I ain't going to say you still ain't going to have a mess, but I'm just telling you it'll straighten out. Huh? I'd rather the Lord be in a mess with me, hadn't you, than me just being a mess without him. He said, Randy, every time I think about getting close to the church, he said, something else happens. I said, yeah. I said, that's liable to continue. I said, but if you really want to know what the church has for you, I said, you keep going. Lord is dealing with him. I know what's wrong with him. Lord was dealing with him. I said, but if you change, you go out yonder back in the world, I said, it's going to get rough. Going to get rough. Hadn't seen the man for several years. 5 or 6 anyway. Saw him just the other day. He come talked to me and he said, you told me. I said, yeah. I said, but the fact of it is, you still ain't doing nothing about it. I said, it ain't going to get no better. Ain't going to get no better. The world can't help you. No, sir. Can't help you. You think you get one leg up, my friend, they'll knock the other out. Listen to me. The devil himself, my friend, is out to deceive, destroy, and to kill. And the truth of it is, my friend, he's doing a lot of all three. He got a lot of people so deceived, my friend, that they don't go to church no more. Used to, but they don't no more. Just recently. Got a lot of them, my friend, looking, my friend, through the windows of entertainment. Can I say it like that? I preached this years ago, and it'll still preach today. My friend, the entertainment world is gathering people by the swoops. And you know what? You know what the devil himself knows? If he can keep your mind occupied, then you'll not do one thing about your situation. He'll keep you right there. And you can think and think and think all you want. It's going to be better one day. That ain't going to get no better. No, it ain't. Ain't going to get no better. It's going to get to the place. So J.O. Jarrett said one time in a message, he said that he was in such a mess. He said the whippoorwill haunted him every night. Yes, sir. Whippoorwill. A lot of y'all don't know what a whippoorwill is. But nonetheless, back when he was coming up, my friend, they didn't have air conditioning. Had that window wide open. Yes, sir, you heard them whippoorwills, huh? Yes, you did. He said them whippoorwills become his enemy, huh? Said he hated them things. Yes, sir. Why, preacher? Because he was out of God's will. Listen, you go home. You get in that book and you begin to read about all them people that God's delivered. And I'm here to tell you, he'll do the same for you. Yes, he will. He'll do the same for you. He ain't done one thing for them that he won't do for you. I believe that. But what he wants out of us is what most of them give him. Their life. Did the three Hebrew boys not give him their life? Huh? Put us in the fire. What they said? Put us in the fire. Let us stand, sing verse some song.